A report released by TRAFFIC, the Wildlife Trade Monitoring Network, has revealed that trade in illegal ivory experienced a sharp increase in 2009. According to TRAFFIC, the increase reflects a series of large-scale ivory seizure events that suggest an increased involvement of organized crime syndicates in the trade, connecting African source countries with Asian end-use markets. We spoke to Stephen Broad, Executive Director of TRAFFIC.
Our biggest concern at the moment is that after 1989, the trade declined for a number of years. The illegal trade appeared to decline. There was some increase in 2003, 2004, but then we thought there'd been a decline again. But actually, our latest figures show a steady increase over the last few years. And the biggest concern is that there's a considerable increase in 2009, and we could only look, obviously, at part of the year for 2009 at government records for that, the first 8 months of the year. But still, we have a significant increase, and an increase in larger shipments of illegal ivory. And that's a big concern, because it may, firstly, what does this mean in terms of elephant poaching for elephant populations in the wild? And secondly, with these bigger shipments, it tends to be an indication of more involvement of organized crime.